Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
We are living in a day, wrote the Anglican Bishop Arthur John Dane, when the Lord's people need encouragement in the world, in the church, and in our own lives. Discouragement is one of the weapons the enemy uses to blunt our effectiveness in Christian service and to hinder our growth in the Lord. Dane is right. We're living in a day when there is not a great deal happening in the world to make the future look bright. Optimism is out. Pessimism is in. How much greater the need for encouragement. Let me share with you 3 guidelines to learn how to cultivate the habit of encouragement. Guideline 1, be sure that you have a source of strength great enough to share with someone else. It's right here. Most of us fail miserably. How can we encourage someone else when we need to be encouraged ourselves? I suggest that we need to get our hearts right. Find God as your total source of encouragement. You must be certain that it's better to lose in a cause that will ultimately triumph than to triumph in a cause that will ultimately fail. To be an encouragement to someone, you need to believe in the ultimate outcome of what you're laboring to achieve. Guideline 2. If you desire to be an encourager, try to see the best in other people. Thank God for the largeness of heart that sees beyond skepticism and doubt and looks for genuineness and sincerity. When I think of this attribute, I think of a man who lived in the first century. In his day, he was known as Barnabas, son of consolation, or the son of encouragement. When Saul, the bigoted persecutor of the faith, was converted, most people were skeptical. He was known to be a murderer and a rascal. Who would believe that his conversion was for real? Barnabas was so convinced, he sought out the former enemy of the faith and brought him to the church at Jerusalem. The reaction to Saul's conversion was not unlike the modern-day reaction to the conversion of a man whose name was prominently linked with the Watergate affair. Chuck Colson was a man who reportedly would walk over his own grandmother for the cause of a political party. Who would believe that he really could mean business with God? In his book, Born Again, Chuck Colson tells of a similar experience shortly after he met Christ. It was a face-to-face encounter with Harold Hughes, a man considered to be one of his most bitter enemies. When Colson described his conversion, Hughes threw his arms around him and said, "Chuck, what you have said is good enough for me. I believe you." He accepted him completely as a brother. Two men who had been political enemies were united by a common faith. In the turbulent days and months that followed, Senator Harold Hughes was a tremendous help to the struggling Christian novice. What an example of seeing the best in others. Guideline 3. To cultivate the habit of encouragement, get your eyes off your own problems and reach out to someone who is hurting in need. This is the most important thing of all. Encouragement is not something that you practice. It is something that you are. Even though you're not an encourager now, you can be. Cultivate the habit. It may be so important to someone you come in contact with even today. Go to the Word and let God be your encourager. Then reach out to somebody and pass the encouragement on. In so doing, you'll encourage each other.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.